This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. No pressure here, but it is something less than 2 months till taxes are due. A lot of people have filed already, of course, but a lot of them are none too happy. First of all, taxes. Also, though, because their refunds are down 9% on average from last year. That's according to the Internal Revenue Service. And it's interesting because most people actually got a net tax cut from the 2017 overhaul. To be clear here, if you got a refund, it means you gave the government too much money. You can avoid that by adjusting your withholding, how much your employer takes out of your paycheck and sends straight to the IRS. But people have come to love and count on their refunds. And as Marketplace's Mariel Segarra explains, so too has the rest of the economy.
Maybe you've seen this ad recently. It's from ATC Income Tax, based in Georgia. Three couples are sitting around a dinner table, and they're bragging about their tax refunds.
How much are we talking? Four?
Ooh.
Five?
Ooh.
Seven?
That's more than we got, babe.
Oh, my God.
This is Justin McAuliffe. He's a CPA in Belmore, New York. To him, this ad represents everything that's wrong with the way we think about taxes.
Refunds aren't cool, right? Like, that's your money. They're making this seem that a refund is something magical. It's your money.
As McAuliffe is constantly telling his clients, and anyone else will listen, a refund is just money you overpaid in taxes. It is an interest-free loan to the government. It's also something the multi-billion dollar tax preparation industry uses as a selling point.
We're letting our clients walk away thinking that we're great because of the refund we get them. It's bull, it's garbage.
And yet, judging by the widespread dismay over what's happened to refunds this year, people have gotten attached to them. How did we get here? Let's go back to the early 1940s. The U.S. had just entered World War II, and the government needed money to fund the war effort. So Congress expanded the income tax. No longer was it only the really rich who had to pay.
I paid my income tax today.
The Treasury Department even commissioned Irving Berlin to write a song reminding people that paying taxes was their patriotic duty.
I'm very glad to pay.
The government couldn't bank on patriotism alone, so it created withholding. Employers started deducting taxes from workers' paychecks and sending that money to the government. But the math was tricky, and by the late 40s, the government was giving back about $2 billion to taxpayers a year. The tax refund was born. And along with it, a huge marketing opportunity. Back then, Ed Garton's grandfather owned a car dealership in Hinton, West Virginia. And like a lot of car dealers, he was always coming up with gimmicks to get people in the door.
He actually gave away two ponies to two little girls who dragged their fathers in to look at the new 57 Ford.
So Garton, who's an auto historian, says the tax refund became yet another way to sell cars.
Dealerships were savvy, and they were essentially saying, we know you've got money coming to you soon, going to be jingling in your pocket. You probably need a new car.
By the 60s, all kinds of businesses were trying to cash in on refund season. Come spend your refund on a new couch or a color TV or a side of beef, 67 cents a pound. And along the way, refunds became a part of our lives. David Williams is chief tax officer at Intuit, which owns the tax preparation software TurboTax. He also spent years at the IRS.
I've yet to see anything that will dissuade taxpayers from wanting and demanding a significant refund.
Or it's like a birthday present, you know? Somebody sent you money.
Rachel Davies lives in Virginia, and yes, she knows the refund is her own money, but like nearly three-quarters of taxpayers, she and her husband are happy to have the government hold on to that money for them. They get back a few $1,000s every year.
I know it's not the best practice, and so it's hard to admit, but I'm not very disciplined with the money that's in the checking account.
Over the years, the Davies have used their refund to buy new tires and season passes to an amusement park. But they just did their taxes, and it turns out they won't get a refund this year. In fact, they owe money. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
If you want to see some of those ads or maybe read the sheet music from that Irving Berlin song about income taxes, we got them online, marketplace.org.